Chapter 8. After he came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. And look, a leper came up and did obeisance to him, saying,
"Lord, if you just want to, you can make me clean."
So stretching out his hand, he touched him, saying,
"I want to. Be made clean."
Immediately his leprosy was cleansed away. Then Jesus said to him,
"See that you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses appointed for a witness to them."
When he entered Capernaum, an army officer came to him, pleading with him and saying,
"Sir, my servant is laid up in the house with paralysis, and he is suffering terribly."
He said to him,
"When I get there, I will cure him."
The army officer replied,
"Sir, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it."
When Jesus heard that, he was amazed and said to those following him,
"I tell you the truth, with no one in Israel have I found so great a faith. But I tell you that many from east and west will come and recline at the table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens, whereas the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the darkness outside. There is where their weeping and the gnashing of their teeth will be."
Then Jesus said to the army officer,
"Go, just as you have shown faith, so let it come to pass for you."
And the servant was healed in that hour. And Jesus, on coming into Peter's house, saw his mother-in-law lying down and sick with fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began ministering to him. But after it became evening, people brought him many demon-possessed ones, and he expelled the spirits with a word, and he cured all who were suffering, in order to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet: "He himself took our sicknesses and carried our diseases." When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave the command to depart for the other side. And a scribe came up and said to him,
"Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go."
But Jesus said to him,
"Foxes have dens, and birds of heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay down his head."
Then another of the disciples said to him,
"Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father."
Jesus said to him,
"Keep following me, and let the dead bury their dead."
And when he went aboard a boat, his disciples followed him. Now look, a great storm arose on the sea, so that the boat was being covered by the waves, but he was sleeping. And they came and woke him up, saying,
"Lord, save us! We are about to perish!"
But he said to them,
"Why are you so afraid, you with little faith?"
Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and a great calm set in. So the men were amazed and said,
"What sort of person is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him."
When he came to the other side into the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming out from among the tombs met him. They were unusually fierce, so nobody had the courage to pass by on that road. And look, they screamed, saying,
"What have we to do with you, Son of God? Did you come here to torment us before the appointed time?"
A long way off from them, a herd of many swine was feeding. So the demons began to plead with him, saying,
If you expel us, send us into the herd of swine.
And he said to them,
Go.
With that, they came out and went off into the swine. And look, the entire herd rushed over the precipice into the sea and died in the waters. But the herders fled, and going into the city, they reported everything, including the account of the demon-possessed men. And look, all the city turned out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they urged him to depart from their region.